Now, will you join us in our hymn?
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the hosts of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. Stand by me.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me.
Stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand.
I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When my life becomes a burden, and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Complete in thee, no work of mine could take, dear Lord, the place of thine. Thy blood hath supplied, and no good thing to me
sins and all that would alarm. Gone evermore, and by his grace I know the precious blood of Jesus cleanses white as snow. I love him. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Once I was lost upon the plains of sin. Once was a slave to doubts and fears within. Once was afraid to trust a loving God. But now my guilt is washed away in Jesus' blood. I love him.
I love him.
Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Once I was bound, but now I am set free. Once I was blind, but now the light I see. Once I was dead, but now in Christ I live, to tell the world of peace that he alone can give. I love him. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Calvary's tree.
I've something in my heart that Jesus gave to me. It makes me feel like singing glory all the day. He found my captive soul and gave me liberty. And now I feel like singing glory. He makes the path go brighter every passing day. He makes the burden lighter right along the way. His word is my delight, his will I now obey. And all the time I'm singing glory.
My Savior took my feet from out the miry clay. Since then I have been singing glory all the day.
He placed them on the rock that shall not pass away.
I cannot keep from singing. The path grow brighter every passing day. He makes the burden lighter right along the way.
His word is my delight, his will I now obey. And all the time I'm singing glory.
Oh, weary heart and sad, oh, heavy laden soul, if you feel like singing glory all the day.
Just let the Savior in and let him take control. Then you will feel like singing glory. He makes the path grow brighter every passing day. He makes the burden lighter,
makes the heart along the way.
His word is my delight, his will I now obey. And all the time I'm singing, and all the time I'm singing, glory all the way.
Amen. All right. Glory all the way. Hopefully that's what you're singing here today. And if not, you can be by the blood of Jesus Christ. Or if you're just discouraged, you can be encouraged by the Lord. And I hope that you are. Anyway, today's topic, state-sponsored child abuse. And I think it's good to turn the tables on the demons, to be honest with you. And there's a lot of witchcraft that goes on in this world. And there's an absolute lot of witchcraft that goes on with the state, with the beast system that we have. And that system is a system that is full of child abusers, to be honest with you. What they accuse, by the way, the state has always had a, way of accusing God's people and those that hold to any type of biblical correction or anything like that as being child abusers. When obviously there are some that do that, but most of it is unfounded and most of it is just a narrative that they push. Because they're the ones that are automatically doing that. They're the ones that are actually doing that. And I'm going to prove today that there's more state-sponsored child abuse out there than among anybody, really, in America. Or the world, for that matter. The state sponsors actual child abuse. So the problem is that we just don't look at the facts enough to turn the tables around at them and stick it back in their stinking face. But we don't do it. But I intend to do that today. I intend to stick it back in their face. Yeah, they accuse Christians of child abuse. If you study any type of church history, you'll realize that in the Roman Empire, when the Christians were being executed and murdered and martyred, you know what happened to them? They lied and said they were eating their own children. They must be eating their children. They're doing awful things to them and all kinds of stuff. They've always accused Christians of doing those things. Always. Always. That's what they do. That's what Satan does. And no doubt there are some that have done heinous and wicked things. But that's not the most of them. But I'll tell you this, the state sponsors child abuse. Right, and see, that's what witches do. See, our government is full of a bunch of witches. Absolutely, I believe that. Absolutely, they're full of a bunch of witches. Full of a bunch of devil-possessed people. That's what they do. So I'm going to show you today just exactly what they do and how they actually, like, right in front of your face, okay, right in front of your face, they're doing it. I mean, boldly, right there. So what they do is they do it right in front of the world to see. And they not only do it, they sponsor it, they pay for it, they pass laws for it, and they push it. That's what they do. That's their game. But that's the way the devil's always done it. That's the way he's always acted. That's the way he's always done everything. There's like this blatant wickedness, and then there's a hidden wickedness, obviously. But there's a blatant wickedness. There's a blatant vile, repulsive wickedness that he does right in front of everybody to see. So, I'll just show you the first one here. I got a lot more. But the first one I want to talk about is spanking. Or biblical discipline, whatever you want to call it. But right here what we have in over in Scotland right now. By the way, isn't it funny that their number is 999? Like, if you just turn that over, it's 666. Dial 666 and report a crime. Anyway, Scots who see a parent smacking their children should dial 999 and report a crime, a new Scottish government guidance suggests. It comes ahead of a law change next month to ban the physical punishment and discipline of children, including smacking, scalping, spanking, and slapping. Well, I'm sorry. Some of my friends overseas need to explain to me what scalping is. Is Joe McDonald had a farm on here? Maybe he could explain to me what scalping is. I haven't a clue what scalping is, so I don't know if I've ever scalped anything in my life. I don't know that he's ever scalped anything. So anyway, maybe somebody can explain that word to me. Maybe Carl Winters knows that word. I don't know. He's from a different side of the pond, so I guess not. But anyway, we'll get to it. We'll figure out what it is. Sounds bad. Sounds like skinning a fish or something. All right. Now, so, what's the Bible say about that, though? This is why it's child abuse. Not to discipline your children. Thank you, Joe. My interpreter from overseas has just told me it's smacking a child. Now, Proverbs 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. There you go. It's right there. Withhold not correction from the child. Look at what it says here. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. So what they call bad and wrong, God calls love. Campaigners said the so-called smacking ban will turn ordinary decent mums and dads into criminals. Well, we wouldn't want decent mums to be turned into criminals. I wouldn't want any mum to be turned into a criminal. Is mum short for mummy? I'm just kidding. I know what a mum is. I'm just making fun of the word mum. Under the headline, if you see someone physically punishing their child, well, here's the first clue for you. Let me help you out with something, okay? Don't discipline your children in front of other people. I don't care if it's your mother. Try not to do it. Right? Discipline your children in private. It isn't anybody else's business. And if you teach proper biblical discipline and the proper way to deal with it, then your children don't act absolutely insane if they are being disciplined. That's the thing. It's not wise to do that in front of other people anyway. Under the headline, if you see someone physically punishing their child, the new guidance says you should call 999 to report a crime in progress, or if a child or young person is in immediate danger. It adds you can also call the police on 101 if you think a crime has been committed. Sure, just turn everybody else in like the beast system. See something, say something, right? That's how it works, isn't it? Dr. Ashley Fowler, a sociologist and spokeswoman for campaign group Be Reasonable, said supporting of the smacking ban including the Scottish government constantly claimed that it's not about criminalizing parents. Yes, it is. Yet here we have government guidance encouraging the reporting of a smacking as a crime and confirming that parents can be prosecuted. This confirms what we've been saying from day one. The smacking ban will turn ordinary, decent mums and dads into criminals. Parents and carers in Scotland should be outraged at the dishonesty of the political class. Those old Scottish worthies there, those old Scottish Puritans over there have been rolling around in their grave at this. There's no evidence that light physical discipline harms children, and current laws already criminalize abuse. Of course it does. She added, the idea that Scots should inform on one another for smacking is chilling. Current twitching neighbors will have a field day. Curtain twitching, sorry, not current. Curtain twitching. As with the hated named persons policy, this shows that the Scottish government is completely contempt for parents. Ministers simply don't trust parents to bring up their children. Instead, they're using the criminal law, the strong arm of the police, and other state agencies to ensure SNP-approved parenting outcomes. Under the current law, the defense of reasonable chastisement may be available to them. But the Children Equal Protection from Assault Scotland Act 2019 will change the law and remove the reasonable chastisement defense from November 7th. This will ban all forms of physical punishment against children. First of all, it isn't their right to do. God never gave the state authority to tell parents how to correct their children. God never gave the raising of children over to the government. Ever. The government was never given authority. In fact, God says if you don't do it, he that hateth, he that spareth his rod, hateth his son. He that spareth his rod, hateth his son, but he that loveth him, chasteneth him betimes. See, this right here, this is real child abuse right here, what this government is promoting. That's real child abuse, according to God's word. So we either let God define raising children, or we let the state define raising children. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But make no mistake about it. That's exactly what it is. God gives us the truth of raising children. The object of guidance is to provide information and advice about the act and to support families and children with resources such as a parent club. I don't need your stupid parent club. The detective of the chief superintendent, Samantha McCluskey, head of public protection at Police Scotland, said, "There has always been a duty on the police to investigate reports of assault on a child. The Children Equal Protection from Assault Act 2019, however, removes the statutory defense that was previously available should a prosecution take place." So in other words, basically, they're going to arrest everybody. And we're supposed to trust some police officer that he's going to do right. Look at the emotional plea. Police of Scotland will continue to place children's safety and well-being at the center of any decision they make for the children. We will. You're a bunch of liars. You'd stink and eat them. You'd cut their heads off and you'd eat their brains out. You'd bash their brains on the sidewalk. You'd be a bunch of pedophiles. You would murder babies out of the womb. You're such a bunch of stinking, filthy, rotten liars. It's so ridiculous to believe this garbage from the pit of hell, this fake and phony love that they try to put out there, as if they actually really love children when they want you to raise them contrary to God's word. They're a bunch of liars. Is all they are. A bunch of liars. It's so ridiculous. For anybody to believe their absolute lies. But they love the children. They love them. They really do. All these governments of the world, they just love children. Like these guys. The Netherlands. To expand euthanasia law. Allowing doctors to end the lives of children under 12. But don't you dare spank them. Don't you dare spank them. Right? But hey, if you want to take him into a funny guy with a white coat on, he'll kill him for you if you want. Right? He'll kill him for it if you want, though. The Netherlands is set to pave the way for legalized euthanasia of very young children. Now, I'll tell you. These people. Now, this is over in the Netherlands. This is not America yet. But I'll tell you, these people. They got devils in them. Just like those people that put that spanking ban over in Scotland. They worship devils. They're filled with devils. You got to understand they are. That's who these people are. They're devil possessed. All at the top, they serve Lucifer. And they love death. They hate God and they love death. Understand that completely. Right? According to the NL Times Tuesday, the Northwestern European nation, which already has some of the most liberal euthanasia policies in the world, is likely to expand its law to permit children age 1 to 12 to be euthanized in certain circumstances. Now listen to me. I already realized that YouTube's going to censor most of this anyway, so it'll be on sermon audio. You'll be able to watch it over there because it'll be censored on YouTube. But other people that want to see it, I mean, if you're listening live, you're on. But I know what they do anyway. But listen, here's the thing. There are laws about how you have to put a dog down. Do you realize that this kind of law is going to make it easier to put a kid down than it is a dog? Okay. Just so you don't ever forget that these are the real child abusers, let me show you what the Bible says about that. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Look at all the abominations that are here. Listed. They're all together. This is who they are. They're devil worshipers. But pastor, they don't have Lucifer on their chest and they don't have the satanic Bible and they don't come out and say that and they go to the Church of England on Sunday. I don't care if they come to a Baptist church on Sunday. If them devils said what they said, they wouldn't be in this Baptist church very long. We'd vote those suckers out in about 3 seconds. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. They're all the same. They're all listed in the same place. Why? Because that's what devil-possessed people do. That's what they do. That's who they are. They do the abominations of the heathen because that's who they are. Okay? That's the people that they are. That's what they follow. And they're the real child abusers right in front of your face. State-sponsored child abuse. The expansion requires the child. Look at this. The practice is already legal for youth 12 and older. And was already possible for infants in their first year of life. So in other words, you just took your child in the first year of their life. Right? You just took your child in. The first year of their life, you took them in, right? And you just dropped them off and they just killed them for you. Don't worry, we'll get to abortion too. The expansion requires the child being euthanized to be terminally ill. Yeah, they got to be terminally ill. One death is in the driver's seat. It never hits the brakes, commented scholar Wesley J. Smith on Discovery Institute on Tuesday in a Tuesday National Review blog post, noting that he does not believe that the terminally ill requirement will last and that the law is already murky enough given how pro-euthanasia doctors exploit the gray area in practice. The Dutch outlet went on to describe how in the new policy, doctors are only permitted to permanently sedate or withhold nutrients from children until they die, calling the practice palliative care. They're starving them to death. Do you understand that? They're starving them to death. Because they got devils in them. No, in Sermon Audio, Chainbreak asks, I just searched Sermon Audio. There are only two messages by Brother Jason. Is that correct? No. I have 1,000 messages on Sermon Audio. Like 1,500 messages probably or something. I don't know. Let me get them for you. You go to Old Paths Baptist Church. There are 1,636 sermons. All the archives going all the way back to 2010. Okay. So lots of them there. Now, let me get back to my article here, wherever that was. There we go. The Dutch outlet went on to describe how in the new policy, doctors only permitted to permanently sedate people. Starve them to death, permanently sedate them. You mean put them to death. You mean put them to sleep like a dog? But if you didn't feed your dog, hey, it's called animal cruelty. They'll arrest you for that. But you could take it into a nice little man in a white coat or a woman in a white coat, and they can put it to death for you. I agree with you, Murdoch. The question about you said you're a black guy. Why are we not screaming Black Lives Matter down in front of Planned Parenthood? I agree with you. That's why we've preached to thousands of people at those events Planned Parenthood has had. Because we believe the same thing. It's the Black Holocaust. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The Dutch outlet went on to describe how in the new policy, doctors are only permitted to sedate them under what is known as the Groningen Protocol, a 2004 set of Dutch medical directives with criteria under which doctors are allowed to perform active ending of life on infants. As if abortion is not wicked enough. They make their children pass through the fire. Are allowed to perform active ending of life on infants without fear of legal repercussions. Babies in the Netherlands can be euthanized for serious disability and terminal illness. Dutch Health Minister Hugo told Parliament this week that child euthanasia should be allowed to help a small group of terminally ill children who agonize with no hope and unbearable suffering. Well, as long as they got breath, they got hope. How do you know they won't live? But see, they start out by appealing to your emotions with it, right? They start out by appealing to your emotions. What's the emotional appeal? But those people are terminally ill. So why not just let them die? Okay? Then after that, they go, well, these people just want to die. So why not just let them die if they want to die? You see how it continues to go? See, that's how it works. That's what they're doing. The proposal has divided politicians with Prime Minister Mark Rutte, the VVD party, and the centrist D66 party backing the expansion of De Jong's Christian Democratic Appeal Party and the Christian Union opposing it. Parental groups and Dutch pediatric associations, the NVK, are also reportedly supporting the plan. In 2002, the Netherlands became the first European country to legally authorize euthanasia. God said, all they that hate me love death. The majority of these euthanasia cases, 83% were performed on patients suffering from incurable diseases. Another 10% for multiple pathologies, 4% for disabilities relating to old age. Wow. In 2002, the Netherlands became the first European country to legalize that, according to the Youth European Bioethics Association, Alliance Vita. In the first decade of legalization, the number of euthanasia cases doubled. In the first 15 years, the rates had tripled. By 2016, an average of 16 people were being euthanized daily. Wow. 16 times 365. 5,840 people a year. In 2016, murdered legally. And they want to do it to children. Yet you're the child abuser because you spank your children or discipline them biblically? Then you're wrong? Huh. Wow. That's a lot of people, isn't it? But what is that? Well, it's a portion of it is state-sponsored child abuse. Well, and its roots go farther back than Darwin. They go back to Satan in the Bible. Because in the Bible, we find Satan, those that sacrifice unto the devil sacrifice their children. That's why God advocated discipline for all of his children. That's why. But this is state-sponsored child abuse. Don't misunderstand it. Don't forget that. That's what it is. So, we have two different topics here so far. We have euthanasia. We have spanking, which the Bible, biblical discipline, which the Bible calls for, by the way. It says here again, I'll remind you. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction driveth it far from him. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left himself bringeth his mother to shame. Well, the government tells me the opposite. So what is the Bible? So what am I to believe? I'm to believe God's word. Because they're state sponsoring child abuse. Right? That's what they're doing. Let's see here. Now, some of these articles are not new, and I'm using them as a point of reference, okay, for you to understand. Here's more potential state-sponsored child abuse right here. Old creepy Joe Biden, by the way.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It may make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. And what's happening is...
Okay. So, let's stop there for a second. children are not allowed to enter into contracts to make contractually legal decisions until they're 18. Why in the world would anybody think? Why would anybody think that children would be able to make a decision about what sex they want to be when that's already been determined at birth? Children do not come with discretion and wisdom. And by the way, something foreign has to be given to them. They either have to be molested, they have to be abused, they have to be treated poorly, they have to be in the wrong environment to produce a desire to be a different sex. That's the truth. It's psychological damage and trauma that happens to a child and absolute neglect that puts them in that place. Or if you see a child that maybe leans into an area, you guide them into the truth. You don't guide them into their own error. It's like saying, well, my son is guided to steal food from the store when he goes there. So I'm just going to go ahead and let him make the decision to keep stealing. Or when I was 12 years old, I said to myself, I'd like to smoke cigarettes. And guess what? When I was 12, nobody stopped me. Was I old enough to make that decision for myself? No. I didn't understand I was going to get lung cancer. I could get lung cancer. I didn't understand that I was going to get sick from that. I was smoking pot when I was in junior high school. I didn't understand the ramifications of smoking pot when I was in high school. You could tell me, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? Yeah, lots of them, because children don't understand the consequences of their actions until they're older. Can I tell you something? Let me be real with you here. There are awfully, terribly stupid, dumb things I did as a child that nobody stopped me from doing. That nobody watched me and governed me. And those things today still stick in my mind. And I hate them. But I'm telling you, they're still there. Now, as a 40-year-old man, 43, almost 44, November 2nd, by the way. November 2nd. They still stick in my mind. At 44 years old, I understand the damage that bad decisions made for me when I was younger. Oh, yeah. I get it now. And yeah, it's all under the blood. It's all forgiven and everything else. But you know something? Still there. Still there. That don't go away when you get saved. So that's why I tell young people. That's why we watch young people. That's why we encourage young people. That's why we strengthen young people. That's why we give them accountability and discretion and wisdom and understanding and teach them and guide them and warn them and show them you can't do this. You're going to make a mistake and you're going to ruin your life. That's why. okay? That's why I take all the energy of my sorrow from every mistake I made and sin I committed and stupid, foolish thing I did when I was young. And I press on and press forward and preach the truth and give every fiber of my being to it until I'm dead. So they don't have to see that. They don't have to feel that in their mind and their heart. They don't have to experience that. But they can live in purity and peace and truth and righteousness because they're too dumb in that sense. Too ignorant, I should say. Not dumb. Too ignorant. Too inexperienced. Lacking discretion to make good decisions about their future and about their present state. That is truth. That's truth. That's important to understand. What's next? Let me liken it to this. What's next? Okay. Well, give that 8-year-old an AK-47 and let him go walk around with it. Look, he's old enough to make his own decisions. If he wants to shoot an AK-47 in the street, you just let him shoot an AK-47 in the street. What's the matter with you people? You just let him do that. Right? Just let him do that. So I'm telling you, some things never go away in your mind. Burning an image never to be erased. Go listen to that sermon from many, 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 many years ago that I preached. You got to bury the old man daily and you got to continue on and fight the good fight of faith. But I'll tell you something. You got to take up that cross daily. And the Bible speaks of those things being revisited to you as an old man when you get older. And you remember the things of your youth. And sometimes with a lot of sorrow. And that's why my 8-year-old is not old enough to go drive the car. My 8-year-old's not old enough to go buy lottery tickets, to make decisions that have an impact on the rest of their lives. That's why they have parents. That's why. That's why. So Joe Biden says, by the way, this is state-sponsored child abuse. They all want to push it all over the place. Him and Kamala Harris and all, they want to push transgender in children. Gender dysphoria, transgender transitions. That's what they want to do. Remember, by the way, this is the same pervert. The same guy. Right?
Grandpa's one of those guys.
That's nice.
No, I'm not saying. He
He knows I mean it.
Oh, that's,
I genuinely mean it.
That's good to hear.
This guy's more integrity than his little finger in the book.
Big Rich Talk, come on in.
Do you know what my dad used to say? Your granddaughters have one important job. Take care of the pop. The most important one.
Man, is that guy a weirdo? Okay, anyway, so that's weird, dude. Joe Biden, right? These aren't even his children anyway. I mean, there's nothing wrong with hugging your children or whatever and all that, but these aren't his children. Like, he doesn't even know these kids. It's just weird to walk up to people's kids you don't even know. And then the things that he's doing, like sniffing their hair and all kinds of weird stuff. What a weirdo. Just the way he does it is like, ugh, stinking weirdo, man. It's not like a grandpa. It's weird. And it's always girls like that. It's always those girls. Stinking weird dude, man. Anyway, but that's, what is that? That's their state-sponsored child abuse. So that's Creepy Joe, right? Well, what is he talking about? Well, he's talking about this. Here's more state-sponsored child abuse. Misgendering kids and preventing transitioning can constitute child abuse. So, okay, if you tell your child, by the way, I have a problem if your child comes to you and tells you that they want to be something else. There's something a little lacking in your parenting. Or something else weird. Misgendering kids and preventing transition can constitute child abuse. So the British Columbia Court, Supreme Court, rules this, right? Misgendering. So courts have ruled in favor of a teenager who wants medical treatment in his gender transition, despite the opposition of his father in a ruling that grants trans kids more legal rights and protections. Last month in BC, Supreme Court ruled that a teenager with the support of multiple doctors and healthcare workers can start hormone therapy even though his father thinks he's not mature enough to make such a decision. Well, of course he's not. Of course he's not. The legal experts say the decision will have an impact on the responsibility of parents by altering family law. It means parents need to respect their kids' chosen gender. No, you little runt. You need to respect me because I'm your father. The Bible says you're to honor and obey your parents. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. They're to instruct you. You're not supposed to instruct them. They're to instruct you and guide you. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother. See, that's the command of God. But they're saying, no, you're to honor your kids. So your children are supposed to lead you. Your children are supposed to lead you, right? Your children are supposed to lead you around like a puppy dog. That's what's supposed to happen. They're supposed to lead you around. And you're supposed to follow them. And what do we have today? Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's talk about this for a second. What is rebellion as? What does the Bible say rebellion is as? Give you a chance to answer that. Let's play a little song for you here, huh? Carl's favorite song here.
Oh, I'm so happy in the Lord ever since he saved my soul. I'll shout it from the mountaintops, Christ Jesus made me whole. Ho-la-dee, ho-la-do, ho-la-dee, la-dee-dee. Ho-la-dee-dee, la-dee, la-dee-dee. Ho-la-dee, ho-la-do, ho-la-dee, la-dee-dee. Ho-la-dee-dee, la-dee-dee. Yo-la-dee-dee-dee, ya-ya-dee, ya-dee. Yo-la-dee-dee-dee, ya-ya-dee, ya-ho. To tell the world of Jesus' love, through all this world we roam. Rejoicing, singing praises always, till he takes us home. Declares that when we die, the heavenly gate he will. So each day here we'll walk with him in liberty and hope.
There we go. What is it? You're absolutely correct. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So what do we have here? They're teaching rebellion. And they think a child should know. This ruling, which does not include the names of the family members, explains that the 14-year-old who was assigned as a female at birth has identified as a boy since he was 11. With the support of his mom and doctors, he wanted to start testosterone hormone therapy in the summer of 2018. Well, I'm not going to say that. It's a she. That's a woman. That's a girl that doesn't want to be a girl. That's who that is. So, What they're basically teaching is rebellion against God. God made you a boy, a girl, and you want to be a boy. That's state-sponsored child abuse. And it is paid for and sponsored by the state. See, now here is CNN. Here is CNN lamenting the fact. CNN is lamenting the fact that children, that the state is fighting for parents' rights. Right? State lawmakers can't stop fighting about the rights of their transgender citizens. Their access to bathrooms, the sports they can play in school, their access to bathrooms. So because you woke up one day and think you're a boy and you were made a girl, or you think you're a girl and God made you a boy, that you can walk into any bathroom you want while there are other girls there and do what you want. But they've never weighed restrictions to transgender healthcare that are this extreme. Since the start of the 2020 legislative session, at least six states have proposed to restrict transgender minors' access to gender reassignment treatments. I agree with that. Including surgery and hormone therapy. Some bills would make it illegal for physicians to administer the treatments. Others would classify the act as child abuse. It is child abuse. It absolutely is child abuse. For a doctor to do this. The number of states contemplating whether to restrict transgender youth access to healthcare is unusual, said Ryan Thorson. I don't think it's unusual. No states enact a blanket ban on gender reassignment treatment for transgender minors. But the sheer volume of proposals this legislative session is concerning, he said. There are alarming signals that things like this could pass in conservative states. That'd be great. The bill would make it a misdemeanor for physicians or any medical professional to perform gender reassignment surgeries. Amen! That's the way it should be. Because if you allow it, it's state-sponsored child abuse. Of the 105 members of South Dakota state legislature, nearly half of them sponsored the bill. It advanced in the South Dakota House Affairs Committee by a vote of 8-5. The solution for children's identification with the opposite sex isn't to poison their bodies with mega doses of wrong hormones, to chemically or surgically castrate them and sterilize them, or to remove healthy breast and reproductive organs. So you're literally taking a knife and cutting off the body parts and you want to cut the breasts off of a young lady. Or cut the stones off of a man. And you could try to tell me that these people aren't devil-possessed child abusers? From the doctor to the parents. And if those children haven't been indoctrinated into that? That they haven't been indoctrinated into that thinking? They are things that are against natural affection. Like, these people are possessed with devils, big time. The solution is compassionate care, and that doesn't include catastrophically and irreversibly altering their bodies. Deutsch, who in 2016 proposed restricting transgender students from bathroom access in public schools, said he proposed this measure after some studies on the safety of puberty-blocking hormones were inconclusive. By the way, those puberty-blocking hormones are very dangerous and have lasting effects on children. Actually, breasts are for more than feeding babies. The Bible says that a wife's breasts are to satisfy her husband always. And always be thou ravished with her love. Somebody made a comment on here that said breasts are for baby feeding, not for showing. Well, I agree with you. They're not for showing, but they're for more than baby feeding, I assure you. This bill will serve as a pause button until the minor is old enough to make informed decisions, he said. I agree with that, by the way. The bill does, though, allow doctors to perform surgery on infants who are born intersex, which means they possess reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't align with the male and female standard. Senate and other House bills in Florida would make performing gender reassignment therapy a felony. Amen. Should be a felony. Should be. Bills in Oklahoma and South Carolina would strip physicians, nurses, and other healthcare professionals of the license if they participate. I agree with that, too. Missouri has proposed no fewer than 5 laws, 4 of them identical, that ban healthcare providers from performing gender reassignment treatments that would classify parents who sign off on the treatments as child abusers. I agree. Angelina Jolie did not have it. She cut her breast off because she thought there was a possibility that she would have it. And there's been a lot of women that have done that just for the possibility. But that still doesn't change the truth of God's word and what he said. Doesn't change a thing. A similar bill aimed to protect minors from mutilation and sterilization was proposed in Colorado. By the way, you know how many doctors have cut women's breasts off and they didn't even have cancer? Yeah, look into some of that. Rep. Brianna Titone of Colorado, first openly transgender lawmaker, vowed to fight the bill. I'll fight against those who try to take away necessary health care. It's not necessary to cut your body parts off. Access to health care might be the latest and perhaps most extreme attempt to curb transgender rights among state legislators. In 2015 and 16, lawmakers fixated on trans students' access to bathrooms. More recently, they panicked about trans student athletes competing in sports. Yeah, I would panic too. Because they shouldn't be competing in sports of the opposite sex. These attacks on transgender youth tend to seize on whatever can be sensationalized general public, Thorsen said. This year, I think the issue they've chosen to seize upon is basic health care for trans kids. Oh, again, it's for the children. And you people are child abusers because you want Tommy not to turn into Bonnie. So if you don't let little Tommy turn into Bonnie, then you're child abusers. But we can cut the genitalia off of your kids and pump them full of drugs that block their puberty, that change their whole productive system, that changes their whole system around and cause irreversible damage to their bodies. But we're not the abusers, says the state. You are, because you don't want us to give your children those drugs. You don't want us to cut your children's genitalia off. You don't want us to turn your children into some kind of freak of nature. If these bills pass, through the barriers to healthcare access could prove devastating to transgender children. Yeah, because there's millions of them out there, right? Yeah, because you're creating them. You create transgender children in a lab. You create them by the unnatural affection that you give them, the exposure to sin and wickedness and trauma-based mind control. To suggestiveness through television and movies and all of those other things, through lack of parental care, through leaving your child alone. It is completely 100% societal. It is the society around them that creates that and the indwelling sin that's in a child and confusion. That creates that atmosphere. It's the atmosphere around them. Why do you think the Bible says this? Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. If a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Confusion. That's what it all is confusion. So, you know, they want these bills because they want to further confuse people. See, you create these things by trauma, by other things. They're created. That confusion. Let's see. Let's read about this a little bit. See, the state, the USDA passed these drugs. Now, who is the USDA? It's the state. What is the state doing? Sponsoring child abuse. How are they doing it? Puberty blockers. They're giving children who clearly have psychological problems that need help because of the environment they were in and what they were allowed to do and who they were around and who influenced them. They clearly need psychological help. And I dare say, number one, spiritual help. Because once you understand that in the beginning, God made them male and female, that whatever feelings you have are not to be followed. Truth is to be followed above your feelings, above the way you feel. But the USDA approves medicine, puberty blockers on the market, and gives them to children. Three medical experts are pushing back on the increasingly common practice of using puberty blockers on children and teens struggling with gender dysphoria. You know what? Young people go through awkward times in their life. They have confusions. They have things they don't understand. That's when they need guidance. They don't need their parents and doctors to act like stupid, foolish children. They need them to be the big boys in the room, to be the adults in the room, and teach them the truth. Their report, published Tuesday in the Journal of the New Atlantis, sheds light on what is called the radical and experimental practice of using puberty suppression hormones on children as young as 9. The paper, Growing Pains, Problems with Puberty Suppression and Treating Gender Dysphoria. It's co-authored by Paul Hruz. Hruz, Mayer, and McCoff point to a recent and dramatic increase in young people receiving treatment for gender identity issues. One of the many examples they use, Gender Identity Developed Service of the United Kingdom, saw a 2,000% increase in referrals in 7 years, from 94 children to 1,986. While they are often pushed as fully reversible, harmless, and cautionary treatment options, the reality, according to the author, is that children, parents, and doctors are making decisions in scientific ignorance. First, that the treatment is irreversible. Puberty blockers are presented as a let's just hold off puberty solution, meant to delay the development of the most prominent features of a child's biological sex while the child wrestles with his or her gender identity. You're taught to wrestle with gender identity. You're taught that by your surroundings. When a child is born, somebody says, well, what if he plays with a doll? Or what if he does that? Kids do crazy stuff. They do kid stuff. And then they grow out of it. And then you guide them and direct them. And it's not that big of a deal with stuff like that anyway. Kids grow out of it. You teach them and you nurture them. You train your children to be boys and you train your daughters to be girls. You raise them differently. Maybe if parents would start raising their girls as girls and dressing them like girls, putting them in skirts and dresses and modest apparel, maybe they wouldn't be confused about their identity. Maybe if more mothers dressed like ladies and showed themselves to be real, true ladies instead of butch men arguing with men all the time, if they weren't dressed like a bunch of dykes but would dress like feminine ladies, maybe there wouldn't be any confusion. Maybe they'd have the example they need. And maybe if men would dress like men and go do manly things and teach their sons manly things and teach their daughters what a real man does and love and care for their daughters, well, maybe they wouldn't hate the skin they grow up in. It's such nonsense. You know something? People will go to extremes not to obey God. They will absolutely rebel against God and try to get a different outcome. It is such absolute nonsense. You want your daughters to grow up right? Then dress like a woman. Dress like a lady ought to dress. Dress feminine. Be soft. Be genteel. Teach them to be that way. Teach your young men to be strong men, to do manly things, to man up, to lead. I'd say, you know what? I'm not going to back off of what I believe about women wearing dresses and skirts and men wearing manly apparel. I'm not going to back off. I'm not going to stop believing. Why? Because I see all the damage in it. I see all the damage in it. And I'm consistent. You'll hear in my sermon, Sunday morning sermon, whenever that gets on YouTube. I don't know what happened to that thing. I don't know what's going on with my YouTube sermons, but I'll find out. But I'll tell you this. That I'm not a hypocrite. I don't put down Will Smith's son for wearing a dress or those. Remember these guys? Actually, yeah. Remember, yeah, they are guys. Actually, I'm going to remind you of something. I'm going to remind you of something. Let's see. Let me get you the right one here. I think it's in this one right here. Let's see. Give me a second here. I want to remind you of something here.
Else, and with your sins, why we come. That's right. We come because,
you know, remember those transgenders on the street that were dressed like, remember they were dressed like, they were boys. They were men dressed like women. Now, they were men dressed like women. See, I'm consistent. I'm consistent. When, let's see. Oh, what are those? What were those? Oh, man. Help me out here. I forgot what they were called. Help me out here. Help me out with, oh, that's it. I got it. I'll give you an example. Okay. Let me find one that's not the worst. Well, they're all wicked as hell. But let me give you an example. Okay. Okay, this is drag queen story time. No, I don't think there's modest women's pants. I don't. I believe God made a woman to wear a dress and a skirt, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I don't believe and you can dress immodestly that way. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Look. Do you see this? I preach against this, do you? I preach against this. I do. But you know what? It might make you mad and you might not like me anymore and you might not want to listen to me. But let me tell you something. I preach against this too. I preach against this too. Why? Why do I preach against this as much as I do this? Why? Because I'm consistent. I'm not a hypocrite. right? I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not. I'm not a hypocrite. I believe the Bible, but I believe both. Why? Because the Bible says the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are an abomination of the Lord thy God. I believe both. I believe both, don't you? I preach both. I'm not a hypocrite. I don't want my son wearing dresses and high heels either. He's a man. He knows what he's supposed to wear. And I don't want my daughters dressing like my son. I don't want my daughters dressing like my son. Because I believe God's word. And you know what? There might be a lot of people that don't like me because of that, but I actually believe it. I actually believe what I'm preaching. I don't just believe part of what I'm preaching. I believe both. I believe this is no different than this. I believe it's the same thing. More importantly, God said in his word that all that do so are an abomination. So, my point is that these people have passed all these laws. The government has enforced all of these things. And what is it? It's state-sponsored child abuse. Giving them puberty blockers. Right? Puberty suppression hormones prevent the development of secondary sex characteristics. Arrest bone growth, decrease bone accretion. Acceleration, I think it is. Anyway, I probably said it wrong. Prevent full organization and maturation of the brain and inhibit fertility. They go on to list other possible side effects of cross-gendering hormones, oral estrogen and testosterone, including being sterile, coronary disease, cardiovascular disease, elevated blood pressure, and breast cancer. Right? Men's bodies were created to help them adjust to being less aggressive, gentler fathers, according to the growing body of research on parenting and hormone levels. Studies have consistently shown that a woman's hormone levels change during pregnancy and parenting, but new research into the hormonal effects of parenting on men shows surprising results. A recent University of Michigan study found a crying infant can cause a dip in the father's testosterone levels, making him more empathetic and less aggressive when responding to the child. Researchers took saliva samples from the men before and after seeing their infant in distress and then later playing with their infant. They concluded a naturally occurring testosterone decrease helps dads to be more mature. Anyway, so whatever that has to do with anything. But let's see. That's the same one. And by the way, we call this, you know, chemical castration, because that's what it is. Chemical violence, a new California bill that renders, for transgender treatments that render children sterile. A controversial bill was recently approved by a California Senate committee that will set up a fund for transgender medical interventions and operations that can cause sterility in children. Although the health committee chair said late last month that the measure would not be considered this year, pressure from transgender activists led to the revival of that bill, AB 2218, or the Transgender Wellness and Equity Fund. Ultimately passed in a 7-1 vote. The bill will allow the funds to be used to pay for puberty-blocking drugs, double mastectomies, castrations, and cross-sex hormones. These are child. This is state-sponsored child abuse. That's what it is. Miguel Santiago said nothing in the bill talks about sterilizing kids, and some lawmakers have complained that they have received high volume of phone calls begging them not to support legislation that funds sterilization of children. Although supporters of the bill have denied the connection to sterility, its mentioning of funding services such as gender reassignment surgery and hormone therapy using puberty-blocking drugs indicate otherwise. California endocrinologist Dr. Michael Laidlaw told Breitbart News that studies have shown most children who have been given puberty blockers have gone on to wrong sex or cross-sex hormones and sex reassignment surgery. These are witches doing this, these people. The doctors are sorcerers, their parents are witches, and they're exploiting them. You say, but are they really witches? Well, according to God's word, they are. Yes, they're in rebellion. Now, whether they cast spells on people or not, or do all those other things, is nothing. But they are practicing witchcraft. They're trying to transform their child into something else. Christian leader and psychologist Dr. James Dobson expressed his concern about the bill in a statement in Breitbart News. I'll say exactly what this bill supports: gender mutilation and sterilization. Proponents of this bill will deny the truth. In fact, they already have. They insist that since the bill doesn't use the word sterilization, there is no harm and no foul. Rubbish. He called the experimentation on vulnerable people morally repugnant and said these hurting individuals need our compassion and care, not a cocktail of drugs and disfiguring surgeries that could well cause irreversible harm to their bodies. Many of these children are still in grade school. Some experts have found evidence that there is transgender peer contagion going on right now, fueled by social media, and that many of these young people later regret their irreversible steps. Unfortunately, some doctors and therapists are encouraging young people who express attraction to people of the same sex to transition, telling them they have been born in the wrong body. So, in other words, basically all of it is societal. Turning our nation into Sodom and Gomorrah. Turning our nation even worse than what it is now. That's what's going on. And, you know, the cherry on top of it all is the fact that the greatest state-sponsored child abuse, the greatest of all, is abortion. The killing of babies. The ending of the life of babies. That's from the womb. The womb is a tomb. And that's what they do. The answer for these kids is Jesus Christ. The answer for their parents is Jesus Christ. The answer for the doctors is Jesus Christ. See, the Lord Jesus Christ can right every wrong in your mind and in your heart. He can literally change you and make you a new creature. That doesn't mean like things that you've been through are going to just go away. No. But what it means is that God will give you strength to get through them. That the Lord will strengthen you and the Lord will guide you. But these people need to be saved. They are mixed up. They are messed up. They have been totally subverted in their minds and their heart, and Satan has been playing games with their mind. Absolute games with their mind. Jane Wilkerson, why would you ask me such a stupid question? Knowing everything that I've just said, should a Christian woman fall in love and marry a David Bowie fan? You really, really sound like the other trolls that are on here. Because that's not even an intelligent question. Should a Christian woman fall in love and marry a David Bowie fan who dyed their hair and wear makeup? Like, why would you even have to ask me that question and wonder what perspective that I would come from? Unless you're not trolling. It is Luke James. I knew it was. I mean, I'm not even good. It's really a strange and weird question to ask. So, anyway, easy as you can get it as far as proving that the state sponsors child abuse. They are the number one abusers of children out there. If anybody wants to say hi on here before we go, I'll give you a few minutes here to say hi, and then we'll get out of here.
Well-doing, says the Lord, for your labor I surely will reward. Be steadfast, unmoving, never faint, for God honors the enduring saint. Don't quit, there's a job to be done. Don't quit, there's a race to be run. Don't quit, there's a crown to be won. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit. Elijah moaned as he sat beneath the tree. God, I'm all alone, there's no one left but me. Then God said to him in a still small voice, 7,000 still make me their choice. Don't quit, there's a job to be done. Don't quit, there's a race to be run. Don't quit, there's a crown to be won. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit. Jesus did not quit all throughout his ministry, for he would not stop till he reached Calvary. He endured the cross and became the finisher. So then follow, be a conqueror. Don't quit, there's a job to be done. Don't quit, there's a race to be run. Don't quit, there's a crown to be won. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit. Don't quit, there's a job to be done. Don't quit, there's a race to be run. Don't quit, there's a crown to be won. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit.
Amen. Don't quit.
Sing a song, spread some cheer. There are sad and lonely people everywhere. Be a friend, show some love. It will lift them from the dungeons of despair. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go along with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Offer help, bring some hope to the fainting and discouraged love like snow. See a need, lend a hand. There are many who are crushed beneath their load. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go along with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Never go along with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place.
That's the way to make the world a happy place.
That's the way to make the world a happy place. A happy place.
Yeehaw! All right. Anyway, how to tell people that pants are for males and dresses are for females without seeming crazy? Well, Danielle, just ask them this question. Ask a lady this question. What are you going to wear at your wedding? Do you wear the nicest wedding pants you can find? Or do they try to look as feminine like a princess and they wear the nicest wedding dress they can find? The most feminine, flowing wedding dress they could find. Well, and they want to dress like a princess. And that's their best day, right? That's their most, that's their most special day. Well, God wants all of his ladies to dress like princesses every day. And to be a princess every day and dress like a lady every day. That's what I believe. I believe the Bible says very clearly. So, you know, maybe we'll talk about Halloween on Wednesday. I haven't done that yet this year. Maybe we'll have a broadcast about Halloween. We'll talk a little bit about that maybe, since that's something that comes up every year. And maybe we'll deal a little bit with that. Talk about dealing with family. Talk about dealing with people on Halloween maybe, and you know, do a little bit of that maybe. I might do that just to help some folks out there that may have some questions about that. So anyway, all right. Well, I'm going to let you all go. I'm going to get out of here. And you have a good afternoon. And we'll see other sermons come on here. You should be seeing some coming on shortly here. So anyway. Have a good night. We'll see you, Lord willing, Wednesday. Be back here. Take it easy. Be careful. Pray for one another. We all need it out there. It's rough out there.